Welcome to Reign with Tara. I'm your host, Tara Travis, and I'm so delighted to be on this journey with you. The world needs more visionary women who will rise up and become divine feminine leaders. These are the women who I've made my personal mission to support so they can create lives and businesses that are spiritually and financially liberated. In fact, women who are spiritually and financially liberated will heal and transform the planet. And that's why I've dedicated my life work to helping women around the globe claim their divinity, own their sovereignty, and embody their queen within. Because it's time to reign in feminine power, leadership, and wealth creation. It's time to rise. So join me for powerful messages and interviews that will inspire you to reign. Now, let's get started. Hi, everybody. I am super excited to share with you an inspirational message and teaching that will help you really integrate and feel wholeness in your life and business. So today I'm going to share with you three easy steps to feeling whole and integrated in your life and business as a visionary woman entrepreneur. This is actually crucial for your success. This wholeness and integration is the feminine part of our wealth and business mastery. So to get you started, all you need is these three easy steps. The first one is to boldly claim your vision. So this is one sentence that declares specifically and clearly what you want to create. For example, my vision, my current vision is to inspire women around the globe to reign in feminine power, leadership, and wealth creation. That is my vision that pulls me forward into my purpose. Now, my mission is a little different. And my vision supports my mission. My vision pulls my mission forward. So my personal soul's divine mission in the world is to awaken the divine potential in women so they can create lives and businesses that are spiritually and financially liberating. That is my why. That is my purpose. That's what I take a stand for no matter what, is women's spiritual and financial liberation. That is the why behind why I do what I do, why I wake up in the morning, why I do this deep transformational work in the world. Because I know when women are spiritually and financially liberated, they will heal and transform the planet. Women are waking up and rising up all over the world to take their rightful place, being divine feminine leaders and transformational agents to make the kind of impact on this world through their gifts that will ultimately make this world a better place. And that's why I'm so passionate about empowering my ladies to make fabulous income, six figures and multiple six figures, doing meaningful, deeply transformational work in the world. Because I know when they're liberated, they're going to be able to bless their families and bless their communities and bless their regions and bless this planet and give and have that kind of emotional and spiritual freedom to be the highest version and the highest creative expression that they are called to be. And I just can't imagine anything that can be better than that is when you are fully aligned in your divine purpose and you're living out your highest, fullest creative expression in the world. And it just brings me tears to my eyes to think about it, because I believe at the end of the day, we all want to feel valued and we all want to feel a sense of purpose and contribution. You know, at the end of our lives, did we make a difference? Did we love well? Did we live well? And when you have a vision that can pull you to what you want to create, what's so beautiful about this is you're not going to be focused on what everybody else is doing or feeling like, oh, well, she's doing what I'm doing, or, oh, I have to catch up to her here. I don't have that kind of drama. I am so focused on the vision that I have been given by the divine, and I am so about my personal soul's divine mission in the world. I'm so clear about it. It's no one's mission but my mission. Now, there are other women on this planet that have that similar kind of calling, but nobody can do me like I can do me, can be me like I can be me. So I am focused on being the extraordinary me and doing me very well. And the way that I'm able to do that is by being very clear in my vision so that I can always be moving forward. When we don't have a clear vision in front of us pulling us forward, what's going to happen? You're going to look at everybody else and you're going to look at the past, and we can't move forward looking backwards. We can't move forward into self-actualizing the vision if we're looking at what everybody else is doing. So get clear with your vision. I help my clients get crystal clear about their vision and their mission and their purpose beyond their compelling marketing message. This is different. Your compelling marketing message is who you help and what they struggle with and what is the ultimate transformational result that you provide for them. That's different. People will not necessarily gravitate to what you do until they know why you do what you do. So having this vision in front of you is going to keep you forward, and it's going to allow your audience, who you've been called to serve, the people that are in your network, in your world, when you're clear, then they begin to be very clear about what your mission and vision to create in the world. So what matters is that your vision makes you light up when you say it. When you think about it, when you see it, when you say it, it feels invigorating. It feels exciting. And you would oh so love to see this materialize. And for me, it's not, oh, I wish to see this. It's like, this is happening. I'm living it, being it, doing it now. Yes. So very, very important that you have that crystal clear vision of where you are going in terms of you are declaring specifically and clearly what you want to create in this world. Number two, the second easy step to you feeling whole and integrated with your life and business is I really recommend you choosing words to embody. So lately there's been this trend on, you know, choosing your word for the year. Well, I don't limit myself to just one word. Actually, this year I chose three words, actually almost four, because they were all traits that I wanted to fully embody and self-actualize and see made manifest in my year. So last year it was epic. And let me tell you, it was truly an epic year for me, for sure. I embodied that. I was being epic. I created epic. And more importantly, my clients created epic results. For me this year, it's miraculous. The word, the theme was miraculous, but I wanted to bring more definition to the kind of miraculous that I wanted to see made manifest in my life. So my word is miraculous, and I didn't stop there. Miraculous love, leadership, and wealth. That's what I wanted to see made manifest in my life. That's what I wanted to be, self-actualize, embody, and manifest. So your word or words should really carry forward with you throughout the year. And it can really, you can use this to illuminate where you can grow personally and to direct your business actions. So what is your word? What are your words? It's not about thinking logically. The feminine is all about tuning in to what feels good for you. When you tune into your heart, you turn into your soul, you find out like what wants to emerge, what wants to be made manifest. I'm going to invite you to allow the word to come to you instead of you trying to logically trying to just pick some word out of the sky. And I want you to write your word or words of a year. And I want you to put it in a place where you can see it daily. So one of the things I do in the Queen's Court Leadership Mastermind with my clients is we create miraculous intentions. So we've created our word for the year. And then what we do in our mastermind, some of our masterminding sessions and in our secret Facebook group, is we all know what each other's miraculous intentions or our words that we want to embody, the intentions we want to create. And we're all really intentional about believing and seeing in our hearts and believing and affirming one another in those deep, deep heart desires. And I can't tell you how supportive that allows all of the ladies, including myself, to feel that way. So what is your word and what are your words for the year? Be very clear, write it down, place it in a place where you can say it. You could even put a reminder on your phone and set an alarm so that you're clear every day you're reading that. The third easy step to feel whole and integrated with your life and business is to claim what I call your soul money goal. And I believe that when you claim your soul money goal, it serves as a powerful catalyst for you to really get clear about how you want to focus your time, your energy, and take inspired action. So this is how you choose your soul money goal. You choose a number that feels like a stretch, but it's within reach, but you have to stretch for it. It's not a fantasy number. It's not like, I want to create $1 million this year, and you've never even created a $5,000 month, right? So you want to be realistic, but it should feel like a stretch. It would require you to move out of your comfort zone in order for you to self-actualize and manifest that. So for example, if you're not yet a six-figure income, then I highly suggest that you make that your soul money goal. And if that's too much of a stretch for you because you're literally starting from scratch, then maybe it's $50,000. Maybe it's to replace your current salary if you are moving from corporate and you are wanting to go into business for yourself. Now, I actually support and coach women that are already in business, so I don't necessarily coach startups. So for those of you that have been in business for a couple years, maybe you're hovering between, you know, 3 to 5, what would really take you to that next level of income and impact is, you know, seeing a consistent $10,000 a month. Now, if you're already into six figures, then I'm going to invite you to double that or even triple that. So for my clients, when I began coaching them, I coached them to high five-figure months, usually within 30 days or less, no more than 8 weeks. It doesn't typically take that long to do it in the way that I coach and the way that I have my programs. But once they're able to do that, create a new vision. So depending on the work we get to do together one-on-one determines whether or not an invitation is made for them to come into the Queen's Court Leadership Mastermind, where all of the women who I've personally coached one-on-one to high five figures. And so now their vision is $250,000. But they could not have seen the $250,000 vision as a reality when they were only making, let's say, you know, $500 to $2,000 or $3,000 a month. That just seemed way out of reach. But once they started being able to make consistent $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month, now they had the faith to be able to say $250,000 is actually very easy to create this year. So my ladies are on track to $250,000 or above. So if you're at six figures, double your goal or triple your goal. You know, the key here is to choose a soul money goal that really, it launches you out of the old mental model thinking, the same old thinking. Because the thinking that got you where you are obviously is not going to support you to where you want to be. So I want you to really tune into your soul money goal. That's why I call it a soul money goal, because it's not a mind money goal. And I highly recommend that you write it down every single day. And one of the things I did years ago that worked like a charm, and I did this as part of my wealth activation and manifestation tips, is years ago, I wrote down every day on my whiteboard, today is, let's say, February 25th, and I am making $20,000 this month. I did that every single day. Now, at the time, I was hovering around $5,000, and at that time, it wasn't even consistent. So my soul money goal was $20,000, and I ended up hitting $15,000 that month. Was I upset that I didn't reach my goal of $20,000? Absolutely not. Do you think I was thrilled to be able to actually triple my income? Absolutely. And so when you're very clear on your soul money goal, then you're going to have the energy to support you to rise up. I want you to write down, here's a bonus divine feminine leader mindset and wisdom here. And I want you to write down that money loves a purpose. So if the purpose for your money is to create six figures, then now you are actually supporting the vision of where you want to go. But if your vision for your money is only like, well, I just want to be able to pay bills, then guess what's going to happen? That's the only purpose your money's going to have, is a means to an end, to pay bills. So I'm going to invite you to stretch and see further and really rise into that divine feminine leader that you were called to be. Just to recap, the three easy ways to feel whole and integrated in your life and business is to boldly claim your vision, to choose your word or word themes for the year that are in soul alignment for you, and then finally, to claim your soul money goal. I trust that you've enjoyed this. And for more information, head on over to my website, taratravis.org. I'll talk to you soon. And please reach out to me on Facebook or send me an email. I want to hear from you if this has really been helpful. Have a wonderful day. Take care. I trust you enjoyed this episode of Reign with Tara. If you did, please go to taratravis.org for show notes, resources, past episodes. You can also see my Hall of Fame client success stories, learn more about my work, and even apply to coach with me. While you're there, make sure that you download my free wealth activation kit and training. It's valued at $197. It's my gift to you. That's taratravis.org. Until next time, remember to reign in feminine power, leadership, and wealth creation. You are a divine feminine leader. You are a queen. As always, blessings of miraculous abundance and success your way and always, today, tomorrow, this weekend, and until we meet again. Talk to you soon.